may be 1 month too late, but it's just as painful to hear. Summer is over and school is back. Math homework every night, studying for AP tests, and worst of all, waking up at the crack of dawn. I'm pretty bummed that school started again. This summer was just too short. But then again, I guess I sort of miss school, because it can be fun at times. There are the homecoming dances, spirit weeks, and awesome clubs you can join. At Service High, they have a salsa dancing club, and fellow At Me reporter Katie Zager has shimmied her right foot forward and joined. Every Friday and Wednesday, for 40 minutes at lunch, Katie escapes the world of AP classes and frees her mind through dancing. She said that she was timid at first to join and can't really tell her left foot from right. But all that changed when she started shaking her hips. She realized dancing was a great way to release. You hear that, Service kids? Join Salsa Club. It's a cool thing to do. No one cares if you're a good dancer or not. It's just a cool group of kids trying something new. In Katie's words, school is school no matter which way you spin it. But for 80 minutes a week, I get to experience what school really should be. That's pretty cool, huh? I think I should start a salsa club at South. I really like dancing. I mean, how could you not with all those catchy tunes out there? You have JT bringing sexy back, Chamillionaire riding dirty, and the dynamic duo Gnarls Barkley going crazy. Even though I listen to more underground music, I have to admit, I am in love, L-O-V-E, with those songs. Fellow reporter Chris Fenier is going crazy over Gnarls Barkley. Not the good crazy, the bad one. With its 70s retro feel, Crazy can easily be called this summer's jam, but some songs should just leave with their seasons. It's fall, and Crazy is still playing. It plays all the time, on every station. When those first thumping bass beats come on, all Chris says he thinks of is,
I remember when I didn't have to put up with this f***ing song. Whatever it is, I plead with the DJs of the world, stop spinning Crazy, cause soon it's gonna stop being a song and start being a reality.
I agree with Chris, but two Fridays ago, I was at Service's homecoming dance and they played Crazy. At the moment, I didn't even care that it was the millionth time I've heard that song. All that matters was that I was looking all snazzy and grooving at homecoming. The week before homecoming, all the schools have a spirit week, a dramatic build-up to the dance. Each school's student government declares themes for the 5 days before a school dance. The schools have unique spirit days like Las Vegas High Rollers Day at Bartlett, Princess and Plumbers Day at South, and Harry Potter Day at Service. Towards the end of the week, you have the grand finale, Class Color Day, where each class shows spirit for their grade. At Me reporter Barbara Knave says that spirit weeks are pretty fun, but no matter which theme your school has, spirit days always seem to end up with boa feathers on the ground, glitter on the desks, and a whole squad of irritated janitors and teachers.
Spirit Week has a definite impact on school, and you can't deny it makes school more interesting.
I entirely agree with Barbara. Right when the week started getting long, Spirit Week made everything exciting again. I may be contradicting what I previously said, but I guess I am sort of happy school is back. You get to see all of your friends in one area, and the school spirit kinda gets to you. You just sit back and realize that these years are gonna be some of the best years in your life. But in the meantime, all the homework is driving me crazy. That was our insight on other news. For At Me, I'm Andrew Aquino.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? I was little, it looked like